This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's the most resilient parasite.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Just a three-hour-long primetime today. We'll be off a little bit early for the Rising Stars Challenge as Scoot... Actually, he's not going to be in it anymore because he rolled that ankle. So Scoot was originally selected to it, not going to be in it. I think Kamara is going to be in
it. Kamara's going to play in it. Scoot's just there to like doing pitchers and stuff.
And then Bryce... their G League guy, Bryce McGowan.
I thought it was McGowan. Am I wrong?
I think it's McGowan. Bryce McGowan will be in it too. So you will get some Blazer representation tonight. I also saw a quote from Scoot that maybe we'll get into a little bit later, but sounds like he's serious about doing this thing here in Portland. You know, winning a ship.
I'm busy watching the entrance to the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game, which derails this program.
Oh, yeah. Every single year. Dylan Wang. Wait, who is that?
I don't know who Dylan Wang is. It is increasingly, this is like how I know I'm getting old. It's increasing that every year I know like one person on the Celebrity All-Star Game.
Dude, it's bad. The celebrity is like, their bar for being a celebrity on this thing now is...
There's a lot of YouTubers. A lot of YouTubers and social media influencers. Like, I know Noah Kahan here.
Yeah.
He's a singer.
He's a part owner of one of the TGL teams,
I think
too.
He's the lead singer of a band called Lesbian Seagull, and my gal loves them immensely. Yeah, singer-songwriter. I just enjoy watching people take this thing so seriously. Like this guy right here.
Yeah.
Is that Kai? Is it
Sanat?
Kai Sanat.
Yeah, he was on there saying that he's going to drop. Like he really thinks, like, look at him.
Yeah.
Like,
This is his Super Bowl.
He's going to go out and try to show out. And then you get like Matt Barnes, who's going to be there drunk and high. I want Matt Barnes to like put him into the third row because he's like 5-1. For some reason, Jerry Rice is the coach of a team.
So the All-Star game or the All-Star festivities this weekend are in the Bay Area. Yeah. And so now they're making Bay Area sports legends be, I guess, the coaches for these teams. There's a Bonds team and I think there's a Rice team. And I didn't know this, but I guess this event is actually being held at the old Oracle Arena.
Oh, not the new Chase Center?
Which I think Saturday night, the stuff is going to be, Saturday and Sunday will be there, but I think they're trying to do like an ode to Oracle type thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but then who's their coach?
Is that
Noah Kahn looks dumb.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Something Lane?
Oh, hey, Shibuzi's here.
Shibuzi.
Yeah, I know him.
Now you got something.
When
you
he is tall.
You got Shibuzi. We got Shibuzi and Walker Hayes, who's the guy that sings the Applebee's.
Fancy like?
So apparently we
Shibuzi actually looks like he could be an athlete.
We've got D-list country celebrities rolling and out here. Now you know there's going to be some hots.
The Lane guy, that's a TikTok guy. He's you know where they show the videos where it's like, "Hey, this is a simple hack for an easier way to get toothpaste on your toothbrush." That dude. And then he'll like do the video where he stares at it and then just puts toothpaste on the toothbrush. Right. That's that guy.
We got 2 Chainz in here happening. All right, well let's do this.
They don't do it anymore, but every now and then I see this old clip, and because contracts won't allow it, where it was like you had like Barry Bonds, Chris Carter, Michael Irvin, and I'm trying to think who else. There was like another baseball player.
Contest.
Like they were out here. Yeah, they were dunking. They were playing 3-on-3 games.
Yeah,
Griffey,
Griffey won it a couple.
That would be
so. Mike Powell was there.
Sign me up for other Chris athletes Carter, yeah. doing cool basketball stuff. But now their contracts won't allow it.
No, we used to do all that stuff. Like the old the battle of like the network stars, and yeah. they used to do that where. There was one, they were like a swimming contest. Like Johnny Bench was swimming against Smoking Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier almost died. Lou Ferrigno was there for some reason. Yeah, go back and watch the 80s. That stuff used to be phenomenal.
That stuff was awesome.
Yeah. We don't do that anymore.
Well, let's get into a little bit of quarterback talk, and we can continue this into the next segment as well. But there are going to be some deck chairs moving around here in the NFL when it comes to the quarterback position. A couple guys who are getting a little bit long in the tooth but very much still want to keep playing, including Aaron Rodgers among them. And, boy, that experiment in New York could not have gone much worse than it went as far as...
The Jets said thank you for all that you did for us in those 6 games or whatever the hell it was.
Was it 6 games or 6 wins?
I don't know.
Whatever it was, it wasn't good.
It wasn't a lot.
But he's a guy who now... You started talking a little bit about his legacy and what that looks like. And one of the greatest to ever do it, people for a time called him, you know, maybe the GOAT just from his passing numbers. Mm-hmm. Like, you know... If you take the championships out of it, just doing what he was supposed to do at quarterback.
It's kind of like this version, like this generation's Dan Marino, except he actually won a Super Bowl. Could you hear that about Dan? People are like, no one did it better than Dan. And that's what people said about Aaron Rodgers, despite the resume not being, you know, the where Brady or, you know, even a guy like Elway was.
And now he's not, you know, he was this beloved quarterback and in Green Bay, beloved figure. But mm-hmm. then he forced his way out there. He had the rift with the front office that they, you know, they fought through one final year there. He makes his way out. They've always kind of been a Favre town anyways. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, he made that, I think, easier for them on the way out. Then this thing happens with the Jets. And then on top of it, you've got all the personal stuff that whether it's, you know, going on McAfee or talking about vaccines or the darkness retreats or going to Egypt during training camp. Like,
he hasn't done himself any favors.
There's a million things that he's put out there, which, fine, you know, every athlete wants to take ownership of, like, their own image. Fine, this is yours. But his reputation out in public kind of took a tank, as did his football career, and he still thinks he's got something left. But now you're looking at a guy who at the end of last season didn't look like he had much left and doesn't have much of a reputation to go with it either.
No, I don't know if anyone has done more to I don't know what legacy means to him. I mean, I think it means something to everyone. No one wants to be remembered as a crap head, right? I don't think anyone ever wants to go down and be like, I just everyone hates me. But from where Aaron Rodgers was when he was winning those MVPs towards the end in Green Bay to where he is now, I can't think of an athlete that has done more to, just tarnish the way he's going to be remembered than the way that ended. All the off-field stuff. I mean, I guess Kevin Durant has a little bit of this. Mm-hmm. Like, Kevin Durant at one point was, like, a darling of the media. I remember when he won his MVP in Oklahoma City. It was, like, this feel-good speech.
Oh, the real MVP was a whole cultural thing.
And then he goes to Golden State. And, yeah, I mean, that was, like, kind of the beginning of it. But it was, like, you know, you're jumping on the bandwagon. But he wins 2 NBA titles, 2 Finals MVPs.
Yep.
Despite what anyone will tell you otherwise, he was the best player on that team.
No question.
Not Steph Curry.
No question.
Kevin Durant was the best player on that team.
Yeah.
He tears the Achilles, otherwise he wins 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, you know, he forces his way out, goes to Brooklyn. It's a disaster.
And it wasn't even that he forced his way out as much as it was because he had an option. He just let it go.
He just let it go. He signed up in with a very chaotic Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
And James Harden, it's a disaster in Brooklyn, forces his way out there, goes to Phoenix, starts getting burner accounts, and literally just nukes the way people will think about him.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant should be thought about as the second best player of his generation behind LeBron, and he will not be. It won't. And Aaron Rodgers probably should be thought about in the same category as not maybe Tom Brady, but that second
absolute killer, all-time competitor, few that could do it like him, and instead you have a different image of him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think he gets remembered as a pain in the ass. And I think he gets remembered as someone that flamed out. And I also think that people are going to go back and look at some of the bad playoff losses that he had.
Yeah.
See Seattle,
yeah,
where they were the number one seed. And I do not think Aaron Rodgers is going to get his flowers. And you can say that that's his fault, but this is a masterclass in how to ruin the way people view what is still a Hall of Fame career, but I just don't know who remembers him fondly. I don't think Green Bay will ever embrace him the way that he probably should be there.
Right.
And just in general, I think he kind of gets viewed as a clown now.
He named his own documentary Enigma. I mean, he wants to be the different guy, the I'm not like you guy.
Yeah. Well, and he did unfortunately, he did the I'm smarter, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, if you're going to do the I'm smarter, I'm better than you, you better have more than one championship, and you can't have it end the way it did where Green Bay moves on from you, and not only do they move on from you, but they don't regret moving on from you, right? Like, Green Bay doesn't wish that they would have kept this around, and New York, it looks like a giant mistake, and now I don't know where he goes. I mean, I know he still wants to play.
Yeah.
And
that was my next question for you is, how many realistic landing spots do you think there are?
I don't think there is one. I mean, one that I think makes sense to me, because if you're a team, the only way that Aaron Rodgers makes sense is if you feel you on the precipice of a Super Bowl and yet you have no quarterback whatsoever to speak of.
Because that's the thing, is he's not an upgrade from an average quarterback.
No,
he is an average quarterback,
and he's an average quarterback that's old as dirt
and kind of a headache
and a giant pain in the ass that comes with a lot of crap on top of it. So for someone like people keep saying the Raiders, why? Why, if you're the Raiders and you're trying to build a culture, and by the way, you're nowhere near winning anything, why do you bring in Aaron Rodgers for a year or two? What does that do?
Yeah, because that's the thing is, it's when the Jets thought, hey, we've got a nice roster, he might be the get-us-over-the-hump guy before the Achilles, that at least made some sense.
Yeah.
But now it doesn't look like he has the game to go with it, so you don't see him as the he'll help us get over the hump guy.
The only one to me that makes any sense, and I mean any sense at all, is... Well, it would be two. One would be Minnesota, mm-hmm. which is weird because that's the Brett Favre thing.
That was one that I was going to ask about, yeah.
But if you're Minnesota, you're telling me that's an upgrade over Sam Darnold? You're telling me that's an upgrade over J.J. McCarthy?
And obviously you don't know what you have in McCarthy, and maybe they don't want to pay Darnold what you would have to pay Rodgers, but...
And then the other one after... And so if you're doing that, I mean, I guess you could say you're moving on from Darnold. You don't want to franchise tag him. You're saying, we don't know if McCarthy's ready, so you're buying a year of Aaron Rodgers? That's where you're going with it? That's the only one. I could say Cleveland, maybe, but Cleveland is that's a whole other mess. That he's not doing jack crap in Cleveland. The only one, and I mean the only one that I can make any sort of rational case for, is the Minnesota Vikings, which would just be the strangest thing in the world to see the Favre and Rodgers thing come full circle and end up in Minnesota to wind this thing down. But again, I just don't know how anyone could watch Aaron Rodgers over the last year, because you only got the 1 year with the torn Achilles, and say that that guy is a Super Bowl quarterback.
Yeah.
When are we going to learn that being old with an Achilles tear, Kirk Cousins, that's not good.
Speaking of, one more place that I've heard Aaron Rodgers connected to, and could Kirk Cousins be on the move as well? We'll get to that on the other side of this break. It's a SOB edition, primetime, 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.